I'm ready.
All right. Hey, welcome back, everybody,
Okay.
to the East Coast Bros podcast tonight with Matt and Nate. Tim couldn't make it. He's not feeling good. Apparently, he's crapping his pants all over the place. So we're good to go with that. Sorry, Tim. Hope you feel better, brother. But, folks, before we
Yes.
get started, like we normally do, we're going to get into our news and weather report with Cliff Hudson.
All right.
Cliff, take it
Ready?
away.
Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome to the East Coast Brothers Podcast. I'm Cliff Hudson, the one-hit wonder, coming to you live from the East Coast Brothers Newsroom here in Newport, Rhode Island. Coming up on 6:10 here, 50 minutes before the hour, broadcasting live from our City of the Sea location. Let's get right into it. In the news, in business news, recently, while interviewed on Cavuto, Sean Fain, the president of the United Auto Workers Union, said that the UAW endorses Joe Biden, but also went on to say that the majority of his members will not vote for Biden, which is quite confusing to us here, but also makes sense in a way because it just goes to show you that the UAW's union is made up of many smart people and have a very wishy-washy president. In sports, let's be honest, folks, that was one hell of a Super Bowl yesterday, and a big congratulations to the Chiefs. In traffic, if you have to venture out onto the highways and byways, please be careful. It's a total pig service out there. In weather, as we're smack dab in the middle of winter here in the Northeast, many people complain about how cold it is, and here at the East Coast Brothers, we try to find a positive spin on everything. So look on the bright side, folks. It might be cold, but there's no mosquitoes out. Well, coming up on 6:15, 45 minutes for the hour, and just a quick word from one of our sponsors. Steaks, ribs, burgers are all good and well, but nothing better for you than some fresh chicken on the grill. And no place better to get it than Peter's Poultry Farm. Eat chicken and live longer. That about wraps it up here from the bi-weekly newscast here at the East Coast Brothers. I'm Cliff Hudson. Thank you for listening. Over and out.
Nice. Thanks, Cliff. We appreciate
awesome.
That, buddy.
Thank you, Cliff. Yes.
And that was a hell of a game. And talking about the game, Nate, let's get into it here, bud.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the game. Let's talk about it. So,
right.
So Nate, let me ask you a question. Now, one thing that I've always really appreciated about you, Nate, is that even though you're an Eagles fan, you've always been a supporter of Tom Brady, and you've always said that he's one of the best quarterbacks ever. And I give you credit for that, because a lot of people hate the guy.
Yes, they do.
And
yeah.
they try to totally ignore the fact that the guy's got 10 fingers and 7 of those have rings on them.
Yes.
And they totally like forget that fact. And I also want to bring up too that many dynasties like the Steelers, the Cowboys, stuff like that, it took multiple quarterbacks to get them to be a dynasty, where Tom Brady made the Patriot dynasty on his back, right?
Yes.
So let me ask you, Nate, do you think is it too early to be calling Mahomes the GOAT? Or is he? Or do you think he really is the GOAT now that he's won back to back Super Bowls? He's won 3 now. The guy's basically been like every year that he's been since he's been a rookie. He's been in the playoffs. He's been in the championship. One, you know, winning. I think he's lost what? Did he lose one? I think he lost one Super Bowl. Right?
Did
one,
he?
I think he lost one,
right.
But two, right? So let me ask you, Nate, what's your take on that? What do you think about Mahomes? I think he's awesome. I think he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
I think he's good. But what do you think about? Think GOAT's too early or what?
You know I'm in love with Tom Brady, so I think it's a little man crush. So.
Yeah, right.
I think – are we going to put him in the class with Dan Marino and Montana, or is Dan Marino separate? Because I think Dan Marino's the best ever.
And I think Montana said that too, didn't he? I mean, I think
he
Montana also came out and said that he is.
Did.
I do, Nate. I agree. Yeah. I think Marino is. He broke so many records that were broken later, but he came in and broke so many records in his first couple of years. And he did it at a time. And that's what I try to tell people. He did it at a time when back then quarterbacks were not protected.
No.
There was no rules. Those guys got their asses beat.
Yes, they did.
You know, they got hit below the belt. They got hit below the knees. They got everything. And those guys still did it. So, yeah.
But he also didn't have a Gronkowski or a
no, he didn't.
Travis Kelce
he didn't.
Or
no, he didn't.
Or a Jerry Rice.
Right.
So, and I think that's why people are saying he should be. But we have to give Mahomes his credit though, right? I mean,
oh, he's good.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh,
he
he's
is.
Good, dude.
Yeah.
I mean he ran that. I mean, let's face it. I mean, those two runs that he had at the end there. I mean, the 49ers, all they had to do was get that first down. They were all they had to do was get that first down with 1:50 left in the game and then run the clock down, and they blew it. They blew it.
I know. I agree.
McCaffrey was running the ball. McCaffrey
He's
was
awesome,
running that
isn't
ball.
he?
He is good. And he was running that ball. And he got him down to, what, the 20-yard line? McCaffrey was doing a great job of that. And then what did they do, Nate? They ended up freaking throwing the ball, got knocked down. And Purdy's good. I like Purdy. For a third class, what is he, a third quarterback? Right. I think he was a third-string quarterback. He was he was the last pick in the NFL draft or something like that.
Right.
And I think he did a great job.
Yeah.
He did a great job. But again, Mahomes is in a whole different thing.
Yeah. And let me put this to rest. Listen, everybody's saying, oh, it's political. Kansas City had a win because they're Pfizer boy.
Right.
I I'm a huge boxing fan. You're not going to get 11 guys in the side. You're not, and tell them to throw the game. It's not happening. That's why boxing is so corrupt, because you have one guy to corrupt.
One guy. Scare.
Go down in a fifth. I'll tell you this. You're not getting 11 guys to, like, and we're talking about Mr. Passionate Kelsey, whatever, Travis Kelsey, screaming at his coach. Like, I don't agree with it, but he's passionate, sure. But there's also 22 other guys in the field that are passionate. They're not yelling at their coach like that.
Right.
That's Andy Reid. He's a legend.
And they're playing it off now. I give Andy Reid credit, because Andy Reid is joking about it. He's like, oh, he just told me he loved me. And I give Andy Reid credit for that. But my thing that I get upset about, I think I told you last night, was what I get upset about is when I used to coach in Pop Warner, the first thing we taught those kids was respect to coaches and to the referees. And here's these small kids seeing this guy yelling at his coach like this at the sideline because he's not getting what he wants in the first quarter of the game. Come on.
Right.
So I lost respect for Kelsey. I like Kelsey. I like his brother. I like his brother, Travis. Yeah. I like them. I like their podcast. They're funny as hell.
Are they? I never listened.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude, listen to their podcast. I will say they're funny.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey, they're funny. So for those of you out there who don't listen to the Kelsey brothers, their podcast is awesome. They're funny as hell, especially Travis. Okay. Travis Kelsey is funny as hell, dude. His brother
Which one? Who just
played Travis?
Jason was the Eagles, right?
I'm sorry. I keep on saying Travis, Jason Kelsey, right? Is that the brothers? Right? Is that his name? I think so, right? I think whatever.
But who's dating Taylor Swift? Travis?
Yes. Yeah. Travis. Okay. I keep on saying him. Yes. But the brother, Jason, the brother from the Eagles, dude, your team, he is funny as heck. That guy is funny.
Okay.
And what I liked about him when they were playing the Bills, what I liked about him was when he came out without a shirt on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And he was out there. He said, I'm out here hanging with the Bills posse or the Bills. He said it. He said, I'm out here hanging out with my boys from the Bills posse, whatever he said.
Right.
I mean, and I liked that. I thought that was cool. He was out there hanging with the Bills people. He was having a good time.
Absolutely.
So I think that was pretty cool. I think that was awesome. Yeah. But yeah, Nate. So again, I get, like you said, Nate, I get it. People get passionate. I understand that, like you said, but it doesn't mean you don't have the right to yell at your coach like that. And especially, like, I think Reid was probably, more than anything else, was probably startled. And he kind of almost fell. But he said that too. He just said, I was startled. He said, I'm standing there, and all of a sudden he's in my face. He's in my face saying he loves me, you know? And I'm like, okay, coach.
Oh, okay.
You know? But I give Reid credit for that. But who was it, Nate? Was it AJ Brown? I forget where he's from. He came out and said, if that was me, I would have been kicked off the team.
He would have been.
It would have been. Yeah.
Definitely would have been. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely think that for anybody else, you would have been kicked off the team. So I guess that brings up my next thing, Nate. Kelsey, spoil brat, Nate, or is he just passionate? What do you think? That's going to be a question for people out there. We're going to put that on the thing. Spoil brat or passionate?
It's got to be a little bit of both. It has
a little bit of both. Yeah.
He had his girlfriend there, the top star ever.
Yep.
He wants to get put in. If they lost the game, I mean, but they didn't. I get he's passionate. I do, but there's 20 other people on the field that are passionate.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And they're not yelling at
your
coach's face. Right.
That's
right.
Your coach.
Right.
I get to yell at your teammate like that. Absolutely.
Right. Yes. 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 Yes.
The ball, you idiot. But that's his coach.
Right. Right.
They're all, if you think about them, Matt, they're all spoiled rotten. They are.
Well, yeah. I think my daughter, Brittany, last night was saying to me, she finds it such a disparity that, like, you have people in the world that do good for people that work hard, like, especially our military, and they're getting paid shit compared to these people that are just out there doing this stuff, getting millions for this. Even she said, what a disparity in this country that we call them the heroes when it's really those in the military, those Marines that were killed and stuff. Yeah. That's the real. Those are the real heroes. But
absolutely,
we got our things all messed up, bro.
But school teachers are. You got firefighters.
Firefighters. Police officers, military. Yeah.
Whole defund the police thing. They should be a shit. But that's a whole other subject. But no, they should be getting paid. These guys are just catching a football and playing doing what they love.
Right, exactly. Oh. Making millions. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. 100%. But
what are they worth? What is Travis Kelce worth? You know?
I don't know. Look it up.
I am. Go ahead. But keep going.
Since we're pressured for time, I want to also clear the air about something as well. And maybe as a man, and maybe some of you out there are not going to believe this or not, and some of you, whatever, I don't care. But I want to kind of clear the air about the whole Taylor Swift thing. So a lot of people have been saying that people are hating her and stuff like that. And yeah, there are those that are, and I agree that's not right. And I don't blame her at all. I blame the NFL for capitalizing off of her, and that's what they're doing. But I want to say that my issue that I have is that as a man, I just want to watch football.
Right.
Football is an escape for us, Nate. It's an escape from us. I don't say this in a mean way, but it's an escape from our wives. It's an escape from our kids. It's a place where we go to watch something, to watch whatever, 24 guys on the field, to watch them kill each other.
Yeah.
Like you with boxing. It's something that we enjoy doing. It's what we love. It's enjoyable.
Yes.
And I don't want to be seeing some pop star every 5 seconds when her boyfriend makes a touchdown. I don't want to see. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care how nice it is and how wonderful it is and all the little girls out there loving it and all that. I don't care. I want to. Good for them. I'm glad. I'm glad that little girls are learning about football. I'm happy about that. I'm thrilled to death about it. Uncle Jimmy took his daughter to see the Patriots game up here so she can see it. And I think that's awesome. I think that's
great. Yes, it is.
Dad and daughter can bond that way. I think that's freaking awesome. But again, I for me as a guy, I just want to watch football. That's why when the whole Kaepernick thing was going on with the kneeling, everybody got mad because it turned into a political.
Football turned
to political, and we hated it after that. It got political, and we hated it.
Yeah.
Want to watch football. And you know me, Nate. Yeah. I have boycotted the halftime show since way in the beginning. It didn't matter who, but I don't like the halftime show. Never have. I want to watch football.
Right.
That's my take on it, Nate. What about you?
Yeah. I agree. The halftime show, people, I think we're getting old because I thought it sucked, but people are saying it was the best halftime show ever. Thank you. Michelle said no, it wasn't either. But
they say that every year. They say that every year.
The one year I did like, I'm not gonna lie, was I believe it was 2017 with Lady Gaga. I thought that was a really good halftime show.
Yeah, I agree with you on that one. Yeah, I like Lady Gaga. I like her. I don't know why people think. I think she's pretty and all. People think she's not. Whatever. I like her. I like Lady Gaga.
People think that I'm not good looking. Look at me. I'm a stud.
They're stupid. They're stupid, Nate. They're stupid. I think we said this before. Angelina Jolie's got your picture on her wall.
Yes, she does.
So, hell yeah. But again, I just wanted to clear the air. People, I don't hate Taylor Swift. I know I put things on Facebook. I don't hate her. As a matter of fact, I like her. I like her a lot. I think she's awesome. But again, this is not the place for football, man. Come on. Just give me a break. It's just not. I don't want to see all that. I want to watch football and enjoy football.
Yeah,
and I don't want to see all those people yesterday. All those people yesterday up in the booth dancing around. I don't care. Yeah. I don't care.
Right.
And it's not her fault. Again, it's not.
No,
her
it's
fault.
Not. Right.
Not her fault.
Right. But so. Uncle Jimmy had a comment on your Facebook post. I'm happy for them. They're in love, which he's right. If they're in love and they're happy, that's awesome.
I have no problem at all.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, I think the greatest thing in the world is the fact that Uncle Jimmy could take his daughter to go see the game. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's freaking great.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome.
I would love to take Madden to an Eagles game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it's awesome that they're showing interest. Even if this is see her, but they're showing interest. I think that's great.
Yeah, right.
Good for her.
Absolutely.
But again, the NFL has made millions of dollars off of her, and they've exploited the girl like anybody else does. Anyway.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Where are we at?
Nate. So let's get on. Let's talk quickly about the let's do some Uncle Jimmy. Let's do Uncle Jimmy stuff real quick, all right?
All right.
I don't want to forget about him. So, yes. Nate, here's Uncle Jimmy again. We pull these out the last second to kind of get a reaction from Nate and I, and if Tim's here, to see what our reaction is.
Oh, yeah.
So we're pulling them out here now for the first time. I'm opening up the envelope, and here we go. So, Nate, joke of the week, just saying, or random thoughts and observations. Which one you want to do?
Just saying.
So here's from Uncle Jimmy. I never met my grandfather on my mother's side, but everyone always said that he was one of those guys that could not let anything go. Apparently, he died in World War II holding onto a hand grenade. Just saying. So he says, couldn't let things go. I guess he couldn't let the hand grenade go. I think that's more of a joke, but...
Does he think of this stuff off the blue, or does he internet search?
Oh, he
does.
No, he thinks this stuff. This is all him. This is all up to Jimmy, dude. All right, dude. Joke of the week or random thoughts and observations?
Joke of the week.
Joke of the week. A guy's wife came home from an appointment, from appointments, and said to her husband that the gynecologist said they cannot have sex for 3 weeks. This is funny. The husband responded to her and said, well, that's fine, honey. What did your dentist say?
I knew that was coming.
I love that. That's awesome, dude. All right.
Yeah.
And random thoughts and observations by Uncle Jimmy. Would it be wrong when somebody got arrested for blocking a highway during a protest as punishment? We strapped him to the roof of an ambulance for a few emergency runs to a hospital. So would that be wrong? I don't think it would be wrong. Put them on there. Wow. If they're going to be on the way and causing it. Yeah. I think that just happened. Didn't that just happen somewhere where they had a protest? They closed down the highway, ambulance couldn't get through, and I think somebody died.
I think it happens a lot, actually.
Yeah. So let's put them on. Let's strap them to the roof of the ambulance and let them on there for a few times. Yeah. But I did want to say, I want to quickly just say something on Uncle Jimmy's just saying about the grandfather and not letting go of the hand grenade or letting go of things.
Right.
I think on a more therapy side of things, I like what Uncle Jimmy said, because if you think about it, I think it shows you that if you don't let things go, it can destroy you, right? I think that's more of a deeper thing here.
Absolutely.
So, let things go, or they can destroy you if you don't let it go.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
And this podcast is a way for Nate and I and Tim to let things go. you just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
Thanks, Uncle Jimmy. I love those, man. Thank you, brother.
Jimmy, you're the best.
So, Nate, do you want to, you have the agenda in front of you, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, why don't you go ahead with the bug guys? Why don't you go to number four?
All right. Bug guys, help with Bill and Carl. And you know what? It's awesome that you had me read this, because I vouch for this all the time.
Yep.
Tip of the week is spiders. All right. Overall, we realize not everyone loves spiders, but they do manage to make themselves useful in the natural world and can be interesting to study. Remove them from your home if you will, but refrain from using pesticides when possible. I always say, if you have spiders, you're clean, because they eat the other bugs.
Exactly. Exactly.
They do.
Yes.
Centipedes, yes. Those ugly walking mustaches.
Same thing, right? Same thing, right? Yep.
Yes. You know, how often do you see a spider in your house? Honest, like, you know.
Right. And I'll tell you, when I do, I take a cup and a paper, and I put it in a cup and the paper, and I throw it outside, because they are definitely good for the environment and for the bugs.
Yes,
they how many bugs a day, you know?
Yeah.
I think there was a thing, Nate, that I read somewhere that if all the birds died and the spiders died, and if they all died,
bats,
and we had no more.
And bats too, yeah.
And bats, right? Oh yeah, bats. So if those three major in the ecosystem died out, we would basically be infested by bugs within a week. We would be infested with bugs, we would not be able to live.
You won't be able to see. Yeah.
Won't be able to see. Yes.
Right. Absolutely.
Yes. Nate, do you remember back in Scranton when we were kids in the 70s when we had that gnat problem? Do you remember that when we had gnats everywhere?
Oh my God, yes.
They would get in your eyes, you would breathe them, and two summers, Nate, it was 75, 70, we couldn't go outside for 2 summers. It was so bad. Gnats, right? And you know why that happened? You know what happened?
They didn't use pesticides, or they used
pesticides, but they ended up killing all the praying mantis larvae.
Oh, okay.
And the praying mantises is what actually killed those gnats larvae, And they killed all the praying mantis larvae. That's why now I think Pennsylvania has a fine if you kill a praying mantis, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
They do, right? Yes.
Yes.
Now, if bug... I want to ask this question. I want to ask this question, Nate, to Carl, to both Carl and Bill. If you guys can confirm, am I correct on that? Is that what happened back then in the 70s? Maybe, I don't know if you guys were born back then, but if you guys can maybe correct me on that, was that true? I think that was true. That I remember reading that the gnat infestation we had was because of the fact that we killed a bunch of praying mantises back then. I don't know if you guys can confirm that for us,
right?
On that, but yeah, but I remember how bad it was. In your eyes,
yes.
You would get in your ears,
yes.
You couldn't go. It was horrible. Two summers in a row, they were so thick. Remember how thick it was, Nate, with the infestation of gnats? Yeah. Oh, it was horrible, horrible, bro.
Like you said, they'd be getting in your eyes. That was the worst.
Oh, it was terrible, dude. Terrible.
Yeah.
So that's our latest tip from the Bug Guys on spiders. Again, the Bug Guys, www.thebugguyswithaz.com. You can call them at 570-855-5335, or you can text them at 570-855-4836.
Right.
Thanks, Bill and Carl, for all you guys do.
Thank you, guys.
And helping us out. And folks, give them a call, and they handle a large area down there of Northeast Pennsylvania. Their website is very comprehensive. They have a lot of good tips on there, and they also are there for you. They have over 20 years of experience. And they are certified. Licensed and all that.
Yeah,
and right. And they're two really good guys. So
yes, they are.
And they're loyal listeners to the show. And again,
yes,
folks, you have problems with bugs or rodents or whatever, give the Bug Guys a call.
Yes.
All right, Nate, what do we got next, brother?
Where are we at?
You want to go to notable birthdays real quick?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. So I got some. So I thought we could start adding this into the podcast, notable birthdays, and I'm only really gonna put the people on there that that I feel are people might know, and a lot of them are gonna be maybe people from our past or musicians. So today, this week, February 11th to the 17th, we have some notable birthdays coming up, and this is the whole week. So Nate, you remember Tina Louise from Gilligan's Island? She was Ginger.
Ginger,
she
turns
90, bro. She turns 90.
Yeah.
90.
Right.
She still looks pretty good for 90.
Yeah, right.
See her.
Yeah. Right.
Nate, do you know who this? Can you say the last name? I don't know how to say his last name. David.
It looks like. Is that.
Sickening?
Sickening, yeah, right.
He was a drummer from the Hooters.
I never heard of him, but I heard the band. The Hooters.
Yeah, the Hooters. He's 68.
Yeah.
Sheryl Crow, Nate. Sheryl Crow, 62.
Yeah. 62, yeah.
Jennifer Aniston. She's older than me, 55.
She's beautiful still. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she is still. No, she still is. You're not shitting there, bro.
Take her over any Kardashian any day.
Oh, heck yeah. Mike Shinoda.
Right.
He's a singer from Linkin Park. He's 47. Steve Hackett, guitarist of Genesis, Nate.
Yeah.
Genesis with the, what's his name?
Phil Collins.
Thank you, Phil Collins.
And, well, Peter Gabriel was the
Peter Gabriel. Yeah. That's right. He's 74. Michael McDonald from the Doobie Brothers.
Michael McDonald.
Oh, what a freaking voice, dude. He's 72. Yeah. Arsenio Hall. He's 68.
68, wow. Oh, look, there's Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel, 74.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Todd Harrell, the bassist from Three Doors Down. I don't know. I don't know how old he is. I'm sorry, folks. I forgot to put that on there. Rob Thomas, singer from Matchbox 20, is 52.
Wow.
Billy Joe Armstrong from Green Day is 52. And Nate, and there's a lot more people, but I only got the people, like I said, that were more interested.
Yeah.
And Nate, here's my question to you, Nate. Ready? Here's my trivia. This person's birthday, this person, basically, Kim Kardashian used to be her B-I-T-C-H.
I think I know who
she turns 43 today. Who do you think that is?
I think I know. Is it Paris Hilton?
Yes, it is. Paris Hilton. That's right. Yep.
That's how she got her, because she was with Paris Hilton hanging out.
Yes. She was Paris Hilton's you know what. And she did everything. She was basically abused by Paris Hilton and all that. And that's how she got famous. And then now look at them now. Yep.
She's a billionaire now.
Billionaire. They're all billionaires because people love to watch stupidity. But whatever. That's just me. That's just me, bro.
and you know. How she got famous, right? Besides Paris, she did a sex tape.
Sex tape, of course. That's how they all get famous. Yeah,
that's what we look up to now.
Yeah, that's what everybody, yeah, that's what our kids look up to. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Well, wonderful. Yeah.
People, I do a second. No, we're talking on that. I'm sorry. We're talking. People are hating on our girl, Taylor Swift, but they love this friggin' girl more. She did a sex tape. At least Taylor Swift isn't anything like that.
Right. Exactly.
She's dating a good guy, you know.
Yes.
A successful guy.
Right. Yep.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, you're right. No, you're right, dude.
Yep.
But I did want to say something real quickly, and this is something that I go back to people about the Taylor Swift thing. Was, do you remember, Nate, way back in years ago when poor Jessica Simpson used to go to Tony Romo's games?
Yeah.
And they used to attack her. They would attack her. People hated her so much.
Yes.
Not even Dallas fans hate her. Everybody hated her because she was, and that poor girl got nobody stuck up for that girl.
Nope. Nope.
Nobody cared. Everyone went after her. That poor girl. And I feel bad for her because all you people want to say to me, oh, she's just Taylor Swift is just a girl watching her boyfriend. Well, guess what, folks? Jessica Simpson was just a girl watching her boyfriend play football.
Yes.
And you all went after her. So please. There was no defense for poor Taylor Swift.
Oh God, and she was beautiful. I think she's still is.
I'm not Taylor Swift. I'm sorry, there was no defense for Jessica Simpson. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. She was. Oh, she still is. She still looks good. She still looks good.
Right?
I think she looks good. Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, dude. So, dude, let's we only have a couple things left here, really, and we're gonna talk about
Doing good now.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about current events until we get out of here. So let me just ask you, Nate. This current event. Did you read that thing yesterday that happened at that mega church shooting at that Joel Osteen church?
I kind of just saw it. Yeah.
So the as usual, the media doesn't want you to know the real reason this person went into that church. And of course, like anything else, they're just a bunch of crazy Christians that people think that they just die. I saw some of the posts that people put on there. And let me tell you something. It's so horrible that, you know, they talk about anti-Semitism, which is happening for sure. They talk about Islamophobia. I'm sorry. I never said that right. They talk about all that, you know, LGBTQ hate.
Yeah.
But there is nothing more hateful that people have than Christians. They hate Christians.
And they do.
Christians right now, per capita, Christians are the most hated in the world.
Yes.
They're the most hated and the most under death in the world. Christians are today. 10,000 Christians in the world are killed every day for their beliefs by Muslims, but in different areas. Yeah. Even in this country is starting to happen now. They're not killing them, but well, this is what's happening now. But you know, but even here and today, if you say you're a Christian, they call you names. Our government years ago under Obama, they came out and said that the Christians, conservative Christians, were now the new domestic terrorists. The Obama administration with the Biden, they've come after us. And I say us, me, not talking for you, conservative Christians, like unbelievable. And this is happening. And this person, so they don't want to tell you this, but this person that went into the church yesterday, she was a woman. She was a transgender man. And went in there.
But it was a girl or a guy?
Like, it was a guy. Guy as a woman. Transgender. Yeah, guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Respectful. I'm going to say she. Yeah. It was a man, but it was she went into the church and actually had a 5-year-old child that is not expected to live. That she used as a shield.
Right.
Brought the kid in there, had an overcoat on, pulled out a gun. They said that could have done so much damage, but people over there, where they're at over there, don't take that crap, and they ended up shooting her dead. I don't mean to laugh, but they shot her dead. She ended up injuring a 57-year-old man. The child, unfortunately, they don't think is going to live, and it was probably got hit by a bullet that were trying to kill her. And then on the gun stock, on the gun stock, she actually had on there support Palestine. And so these are things that people don't want you to know. The media doesn't want you to know this. But that's what happened in that church shooting. So again, I think it's a hate crime. They're not going to call it a hate crime. I would be very surprised if they did, because they don't want anybody to think that Christians are hated on, but they are.
Yes.
And they are. Right. Again, it's per capita. Christians are the most hated in the world per capita compared to others. And they're persecuted. They're the persecuted people all the time, every day. Nate, but I wanted to bring that up because, again, the media doesn't want you to know these certain things that's going on. And that's what it pretty much was. And the sad part was that she was using the child as a shield, which is pretty much what Hamas and all them do. They use families and kids as shields, And when they die, they make themselves look bad, or they make themselves look good by saying that Israel or whatever is killing all the kids, but they're using them as shields. So, yeah, it's what's happening out there. So, yeah.
Now wasn't she not, or he, I'm sorry, not American?
I want to say yes. As far as I read it, she was. I think she was. I don't think she was an immigrant. It's just that most of the media just says woman went into church and shot up a church, where some of the media actually came out and said, well, no, this was the actual what happened here. It was a transgender who basically was a Palestine supporter. And please, folks, I'm not trying to throw any hate on any trans. I'm not trying to do that. That's not what I'm doing. I'm giving the facts here that this is what it was, and this is what happened. This is the person that went in there that the media doesn't want you to know about because it doesn't fit their narrative. So, and again, do not have anything against any trans, nothing at all, and I don't wish any harm to anyone at all. And I think everyone should be able to live how they want to live peacefully without any worry in their life, and that includes everybody, LGBTQ, transgender. I don't care. But I just wanted to say that. So Nate, we got a couple minutes left. We got to end the podcast. By the way, I want to let you know that I did. I want to let you know that I've already posted the first part one already.
Okay.
I also want to say Nate. Quickly, I want to say Nate too that I went into our logistics here for the podcast, and we actually have Spotify follow. We have 40 Spotify followers.
Really?
Yes. No 40 kidding. Spot. Yep. 40 Spotify. Followers we have. Yep.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. We nice. Have we have, I don't know what I'm not sure what this means, but in the last 30 days we had 2,000 almost 3,000 Spotify impressions. That says this is the number of times your show or any of your episodes was shown to anyone on Spotify over the last 30 days.
Really?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's awesome, right?
Yeah, make sure you guys keep hitting the like button and like it. Us,
please hit the like button, folks, and the Spotify followers, as I said, was 40. This is the number of people on Spotify who are currently following your podcast. That's awesome, dude. That's awesome, bro. Right?
So
folks, keep on hitting the like button. We thank you all. We love you all. We thank you all for everything you guys do. You guys are awesome, and we're so proud that we can come out there and kind of do what we do, and we're really happy about that, and we understand that maybe what we say isn't everybody's cup of tea. Again, if you have something to say, then email us and let us know. You know, email us if you have something to say. If you don't like what we're saying, Dave,
yes,
if you don't like
what
we're saying, Dave, if you don't like it, bro, email us, man. Come on,
please.
Bro, email us.
And
the email address for us, our email address here, it's I just had it, and I'm so, it's East Coast Bros, EastCoastBros 2@gmail.com. All one word, East Coast Bros 2@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. Our podcast on Spotify, we actually have some questions on there that we put on there for asking you to answer those. Some questions there. So if you see them, please try to answer them so we get an idea for the next podcast.
Right.
And Nate, one thing before we go, Nate, I want to ask you, and I know that for those of you that are snowflakes and are don't want to hear this, you might want to get off now. But last 5 minutes here, Nate, what's your take on Biden? And is he old, or do you think, like the Democrats say, he's on top of his game? What do you think about all that?
He's definitely on top of his game, but I actually got into an argument with people last night at the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Because I don't, like, I don't research as much as I should, but there's a guy there. He said, well, they asked him if he remembered something from 7 years ago one day. I don't know how true that is.
Right.
The guy made a good point. He said, would you remember? I said, probably not. You're right. But I'm assuming it's much more in depth than that.
I think the special counsel guy, that his last name was Her, I guess I think he was brought in as a special prosecutor or whatever it was under the Trump administration. So to be fair, I mean, there could have been a little political schemes going there. But I think that he was trying very hard to explain to the people why they were not going to press charges against Biden. Basically saying that, look, he's an elderly gentleman who seems to forget things. So therefore, he just forgot he had those things in his garage. And that's pretty much what the guy was trying to say. And
I therefore, swear.
right? And therefore, he wasn't showing anything angst towards us. He wasn't angry with us like that. He was very cooperative. And therefore, because of all this, we're just not going to press charges against him. And I think that's all the guy was trying to say. But of course, the Dems all went to a loony bin about it and started calling him all kind of names and saying that he was that he was a Trump plant and blah, blah, blah. Again.
Well, right.
Right.
But I guess my question, Nate, to you is, do you think now that they've done this and they've let Biden go, do you think they're going to do the same thing to Trump?
I was just going to say that if that was Trump, he'd be railroaded again. They're trying to listen. They're just trying to not let Trump run, and it's not right. They're bringing up on all these charges. They're not founded. That whole Russia thing was just all bullshit.
From the very end, the whole collusion thing was a lie,
yes,
and it came out that it was a lie. It came out that it was a lie. Yeah.
And
for those of you that want to say it wasn't, go back and do your research because it was.
It was a lie.
Yes.
And how about the January 6th thing? The Capitol Police were holding doors open for people to come in.
And they were pointing for them to go places. Now again,
that's a little shady. I'm sorry.
No, exactly. And it's just amazing to me that when you talk to people, and I talk to people that are Democrat on that side, they'll continue to see how crazy Republicans are, but then I'll bring up other things about them and they'll be like, oh yeah, you're right. So they forget that they're just as crazy as Republicans are. And they'll you're right. You're right. Yeah, you're right, Matt. Thanks for bringing that up because you're right, Matt. You know, it just drives me nuts that it's always one side. I hope on our show, Nate, we do tend to say both sides suck. But like I said, Nate, we pick more on the Democrats because Biden's in office. I mean, if Trump wins and he comes in office or somebody else comes, we're going to pick on them too.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
He makes the news. And let's face the facts. All of us sit there on TV and we can see the cognitive decline in Biden. I'm sorry. We can see it.
Yes.
He's up. He doesn't know where he is. He walks in the walls. He mumbles his words. He doesn't remember stuff. He has to say, I carry this thing in my whatever to remember something. Come on, dude. I understand, you know, you're 80 years old. It's just time. Anita's mother's 84 years old, 85 years old. We don't let her drive anymore because she can't drive.
Right.
That's just the bottom line.
Yes.
On the flip side, our mother is 80 years old and she drives perfectly good and she's good with all that.
She's unbelievable.
There was an article in the news about 80 year old and plus people talking about the whole Biden thing, and they basically were saying, look, I also am 80 years old and I have cognitive decline and I'm not going to run for president and neither should he. And these are 80 year old people saying this on both sides of the aisle were saying this stuff.
Yes.
No, but they admit it. So come on. And the bottom line, who's running the country? Well, it's not him. It's not him.
No. Right.
And you know, that's the scary part. Who is? Who's
lobbyists? Lobbyists, Soros, right?
Well, no, Obama is, I think. I think he's running the country still. He doesn't want to get out of politics.
Well,
now they're talking about Kamala Harris because might be the president now. I mean, she's got a 28% approval rate. That's even worse than Biden's approval rating. 28%.
Yeah, she's an idiot.
People do not like her, dude. And she's, oh my gosh, God help us if she ever becomes president. She screwed up the border. She screwed up that border shit so bad, man. The border is so bad right now.
Well, the border's a whole, we could do a whole show on that border. It's terrible.
Well, I think next time we will. I think we will next time.
All right. Well, we got to get.
All right. So, folks, we got to go. We got less than a minute.
Love you guys.
Folks, thanks. Nate, thanks a lot, brother, for being here as usual. Tim, we miss you, bro. Get better, man. Change your shorts often, man. And you know, change them often, bro.
Right,
thanks, everyone. Everyone, we love you. Right. Thank you. If you we, you know, our views, Nathan and I's views, are different from each other sometimes, but we're not trying to do anything to piss you off. We're just trying to tell the truth from what we see in the media.
God
bless you, Nate. God bless you all. Love you all. Take care, folks.
All right. Let me know when it's up.
Okay, brother. Love you, man. Hit the like button, folks. Hit the like button.